We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter.
Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. I promise you one thing. You're going to hear health information on this program that you don't hear anywhere else. I'm your host, Dave Stouter, often called the Health Warrior. With me today, Bill Sardi, a health journalist, author. And Bill, let's get right in it for a second. I have to tell you something that, as somebody that works in a health food store.
But David, how did you introduce me? I mean, some guy went on Facebook this week and called me a loon, L-O-O-N. You know, you don't get anywhere in life, and like, I guess unless you have enemies. But even some people, you know, what's the botanist at Harvard? I want to say the various guys, you know, talk about herbal stuff and so on. They don't have enemies like I do. Why do I have enemies? I don't know. I have enemies.
But I was once told by somebody in our industry that had been in the natural foods industry for a long time, and I don't think he made this up, but he said that you can always tell the real pioneers by how many arrows are in their back. And I think you and I both know that the kind of information we give on this program is threatening to a lot of people, to how they've been educated, how they look at health, how they look at life, and into economic things. It's not like a big conspiracy necessarily.
Well, I jumped on an MD who said, don't believe any of this stuff about vitamins and get blood tests before you start taking vitamins, and only if you have a deficiency on the blood test. I said, oh no, not this again. Because blood tests are so inaccurate for zinc and magnesium, it won't work on a blood serum test is what I'm saying. They're terribly inaccurate. And then it only gives you a picture of what you recently ate or took as supplements. And then the study he is using to back this up that you don't have very many nutritional deficiencies is a study that has been totally discredited now. He's using this giant database that has just been totally – and so I jumped on this guy, and then he's an MD, so he poster boyed me up on his website and said, you know, all these negative things about me. And, of course, where is that ranked in when you look for Bill Sardi? Way high. Listen, the audience doesn't need to listen about my wars, but – you were going to bring up a topic. What was it?
Well, I just say that often I refer to loons as health journalists.
Okay, thanks.
All I can say is sometimes, you know, you can tell who you are by who your enemies are. And, if you got doctors aggravated with you, Bill, then as far as I'm concerned, you're doing the Lord's work. Here's what I was going to ask you, Bill. It seems to me, as I'm in a store and people come in and ask me things about dietary supplements, like is the whole world on blood thinners? It seems like everybody's on a blood thinner, and everybody is, you know, afraid to eat this or eat that or take this supplement or take that supplement. And it dawned on me once, and I have to ask all of you listening, just suspend your beliefs for just a minute. I just have to ask you a question. So I'm a doctor, and I say to you, you know, you have heart disease. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take diluted rat poison every day. Stay away from green leafy vegetables and vitamins. Now,
I hope our audience got that. The blood thinners, Coumadin and warfarin, are used, and they put a little bit of it in rat bait.
Yeah.
And then the rats bleed to death. So that's
okay, so I'm being a little facetious, but
okay.
But my point is, so, you know, just look, folks, just on the face of it, if you had heart disease, do you think taking diluted rat poison and staying away from vegetables and vitamins is a good idea? Now, most of us would say yes, but then we go, well, but my doctor must have a great reason. So Bill, it seems like everybody is on blood thinners, and blood thinners are put on this pedestal, and nobody wants to do anything that might have any effect on the blood thinner. Can you shed any light on this?
Well, you know, they have this American College of Cardiology meeting. So they have this very expensive AngioMax blood thinner. How do they call this? Bivalrudin Valarudin, something like that. Anyway, it's very expensive, hundreds of dollars a month. And yet they just compared it to heparin, which is what they put you on initially when they want a blood thinner, because it works right away, but it has the risk of overthinning your blood until the Coumadin warfarin kicks in, which it takes about a month or two. Now, if you'd use Longevinix or resveratrol, you'll find that our Longevinix product, sponsor of our show here today, it's a resveratrol red wine-based dietary supplement. We did a study in a doctor's office, and within 30 minutes, the clumping of the blood platelets was resolved within 30 minutes. Instead, they have to put you on heparin for a month till the Coumadin warfarin kicks in. Then you could overhemorrhage in the brain or somewhere else. I mean, this is just a, you know, tightrope walk that you're going on and you're not even informed of it. And now they put you on this, quote, better, safer, you know, blood thinner. And now it costs hundreds of dollars. And then they found out there was no advantage. There was no advantage that if you just use heparin, which is not the best thing, can't keep you on it all the time because you'll probably hemorrhage over some time. But there was demonstrably no advantage for this much more expensive drug, blood thinner, for death, strokes, heart attacks, new heart attacks. So, you know, where are we going here? Why does the FDA approve this stuff? How does it happen? You know, and of course, obviously, follow the money. So is the FDA on our side or the drug company's side?
Hey, you know.
Oh, don't even ask for a vote. Everybody knows it's 99%. Everybody knows this. They know this.
Have you gotten your check this month from the FDA, Bill?
Yeah, FDA check.
Yeah, I haven't gotten my. Hey, look, I had a guy call me up from Colorado. And just briefly, he was an athletic guy. He'd injured his ankle in his 20s. And I guess something that never quite healed, his left ankle. So in his 30s, he got these superficial clots in the bottom half of his leg. And the doctor said, well, they're not necessarily a big problem, but just in case. So they put him on Coumadin for a few months. They went away. A year or so later, they came back. They put him on Coumadin for a few months. It went away. Well, anyway, they started coming back, so they just put him on Coumadin. The clots went away just fine. So in his 40s, he's in for a checkup. And they check his arteries, and they said he had the arteries of a 70-year-old, that the Coumadin, by interfering with vitamin K, which you need to build strong arteries, so they had made the clots go away, but they messed up his arteries. Is this stuff really proven to – it seems to me that a lot of this stuff statistically prevents a small amount of complications, but long-term use – is not that safe.
Well, you're trading one disease for another. So I recently showed they had the first pictures of people that have been on Coumadin and warfarin for 10 years, their leg arteries, and they're all calcified. Now, vitamin K is an anti-calcifying essential vitamin, and they don't want you to have any green leafy vegetables that have vitamin K. And the drug Coumadin warfarin blocks vitamin K, and so you end up trading one form of heart disease, clotting, for another form of arterial and heart disease, which is calcification. So this is all they're doing, and they keep churning their own business. Now, if you went down and had your car fixed, and you could actually find out that the guy cleaned out your carburetor but ruined the engine, you know, I mean, you know, could you get away with this for long? But in medicine, they get away with it. So that it's just kind of what goes on. And, you know, we take the first part of this program every time to, you know, throw darts at modern medicine. It's not hard. Every week we're coming up with more news that indicts modern medicine. But for whatever reason, Americans just love Mayo Clinic trained doctors, diplomas, white coats, and all this technology we have here. Here's another story. A third of knee replacements in the United States are inappropriate. Now, in fact, most of them are inappropriate because it's for we're carrying extra weight on the knee. And we get the weight down. Now, so how ethical is it that they replace your knee when you still weigh 285 pounds? Now, if they put you on a low-carb diet for you folks that are having trouble with weight and all that, I know, you've tried everything. You really haven't. Go on a very, very low-carb diet. No bread, no rice, no pasta, no refined sugars, and no fruit sugars in the beginning. get that yeast, that Candida albicans, to recede. You won't like the first 3 days of that diet as your stomach groans and the yeast or Candida albicans recedes and dies off. Then you're not a sugar craver anymore, and the brain fog will lift, and all kinds of wonderful things will happen, and you start shedding pounds like crazy. Low carbohydrate diet. No bread, no pasta, no rice, no refined sugar. And no fruit sugars in the beginning. So that's critically important to do. So get the weight off. You won't need the knee replacement. That's the reason for all of these knee replacements today. So we want you to live happy and healthy. And I know a lot of folks just go ahead and get the knee replacement because somebody else pays for it. But that really isn't the way we want to go, is it? I hope not.
No, and I'll tell you all something else as long as we're on this subject. If you think about it, years ago, before a doctor said, I'm sorry, you're going to have a knee replacement, years ago you had a little pain in that knee. And instead of doing something like hyaluronic acid or glucosamine and chondroitin or more fish oil or natural egg membrane, these are all – very interesting nutraceuticals out there. Instead, you took a painkiller, and every single one of them, from aspirin on up, interferes with enzymes that rebuild cartilage. So you took painkillers, and you took them long enough till it got bad enough to give you a knee replacement. And if you had tried to put Mother Nature on your side, yeah, if you're overweight, lose weight, get the pressure off the joints, like Bill said. But, you know, Mother Nature probably had a solution for you until you just stayed on the
painkiller. I don't know how many people have canceled knee operations, shoulder operations, hip operations. I wrote a book about this, how to live 100 years without growing old, all about a natural molecule our body makes called hyaluronic acid. You can buy it at health food stores. It's a component of our sponsor's product, Longevinex Advantage. It works wonders. It is the cushioning molecule that gets rid of wrinkles under your skin, thickens your hair, and the big thing is, and it cushions your joints. It looks like Jell-O. If you take some oral supplement of hyaluronic acid, you will stimulate your body to make youthful levels of it again. Your body will be I have a restaurant that does all the catering events for me and other things that I need to do. And, of course, the fellow that runs that place was scheduled for a knee operation. Not after he took Longevinex Advantage with the hyaluronic acid in it. He does not need the operation. So I only wish this kind of thing could be broadcast far and wide, but nobody in orthopedics has dared to study oral hyaluronic acid. Now, they inject it in the knee, but only has temporary benefit. And so the orthopedists keep doing that and then denying that oral hyaluronic acid supplements that work. But you can try it for yourself. Doesn't hurt your wallet too much. And if you want to try the Longevinex one, Longevinex Advantage, it has oral hyaluronic acid in it. You can call 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. We'll tell you more about that, but we want to keep throwing rocks at modern medicine, so keep going, David.
All right, well, listen, I have a question about that hyaluronic acid before we move on, but we're going to take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. Don't go away, because we'll be right back.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Two loons are your hosts, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, Bill Sardi, health journalist and author. I'm just kidding, because that's what some of the people from the pharmaceutical
industry. Google News, Bill Sardi is now declared a loon, L-O-O-N. That's okay.
Well, that's because Bill especially does a great job when he throws darts at the pharmaceutical industry. He hits bullseyes, and that's why they call him a loon. Bill, I want to ask you about the gallbladder, but first, you were mentioning that you add the hyaluronic acid, among other things, to the Longevinex Advantage. But I know that you did that. There had been a breakthrough. Isn't there a relatively newer form of hyaluronic acid where a lot less milligrams is a lot more effective?
Well, hyaluronic acid is a jello-like molecule in your body. A cell called a fibroblast makes it. Now, where are those fibroblasts? Let's look at the tip of your fingers, okay? And you have cushioning. Otherwise, if you tapped your fingertips, you'd get pain, but the cushioning blunts that, so you just get the sense of pressure there. So the point is that your tips of your fingers are loaded with these fibroblasts. Now, if you cut your finger, how many times you cut your tips of your fingers in your lifetime? Is there ever a scar left? No, it's scarless wound healing where there's lots of hyaluronic acid, those fibroblasts. So now us guys, we shave and we nick our face as we shave. And there's never a scar left because the face is a lot of hyaluronic acid. A lot of those fibroblasts, you know, when we do a facial peel, we use glycolic acid to take away the first layer of skin. And those fibroblasts replace and push in a lot of hyaluronic acid. So it's wonderful, and there's never a scar left on the skin. So that's what it is. It's scarless wound healing. You find a lot of hyaluronic acid in the human eye. It makes the jello or the vitreous gel that fills the eye. And by the way, if you have floaters, those little cobwebs and dark spots that get in the middle of your vision, try oral hyaluronic acid, and you will see those floaters and things go away. Eye doctors don't know this. I'm sorry if they're in the dark, literally. And try it if you have floaters or Longevinex Advantage. It works wonderfully. What is the form of hyaluronic acid? Where do they get it for dietary supplements? They get it from rooster combs. A little comb that the rooster has,
right.
Or they get it from chicken sternum cartilage, but it's only about 10% hyaluronic acid, and the rest is a form of chicken cartilage. What you need is the pure form, and it sounds terrible. They get it from a natural substance, generally from corn, not GMO corn, and they get it from there, and it's a sugar-like molecule, and the corn has sugar-like molecules in it. They rearrange those and can make pure hyaluronic acid from corn. And then the pure hyaluronic acid means 90% doesn't have to be the accompanying connective tissue or collagen, and we get more hyaluronic acid and less of the filler, we call it. And so we're able to put quite a bit in. Now, we used to think that you needed 100 or 200 milligrams of hyaluronic acid a day in a supplement. It doesn't work on a pound-for-pound basis. Basically, we lose 200 or 300 milligrams of hyaluronic acid a day as we get older. But what we need to do is stimulate our fibroblasts to make youthful levels again. And if we take some orally, it does not need to be a very high dose. It gets in and goes into our system, goes where there's inflammation, for whatever reason, knows where to go, and starts stimulating youthful levels of hyaluronic acid again. And we put that in our formula of Longevinex Advantage. Now, there is an enzyme that degrades hyaluronic acid in the body called hyaluronidase. And we have hyaluronidase inhibitors naturally in our Longevinex Advantage product. And some of the ingredients are quercetin and rice bran, IP6, and so on. They inhibit the enzyme that degrades hyaluronic acid. So it works in two ways. Limiting the amount of hyaluronic acid that degrades with advancing age, and then stimulating youthful production of it again. So it works far better than what you can find in store-bought products. And the name of the product, Longevinex Advantage, our sponsor. Want to find out about it? 866-405-4000. By the way, the wrinkles go away. Cancel the surgeries. Well, let the product prove it to you. I don't want to overpromise anybody anything. Just it's wonderful, and you'll feel a lot younger with oral hyaluronic acid. You wanted to ask something about gallbladders.
Yeah, but I'm just sitting here. I love this. I'm listening to this going, this is the guy I want putting my supplements together for me. Just
oh, good.
But, Bill, one of the – I think ever since I was working in this industry, which has been a little over 40 years.
But David, it took 10 years for you to – for me to get enough confidence – or you to get enough confidence in me to influence your selection of dietary – never mind.
No.
That's just, off the air. No, go ahead.
No, I was just I was just very impressed by what I was hearing. You know what? Let me digress a second, but I want to say this to everybody. So there are people out there – they know they should be taking vitamins and supplements, but it is confusing. You have people on the radio. You have people on the internet. You have people sending you stuff in the mail. Everybody's saying, mine's better. You know, buy mine. Do this, do that.
I got some advice for people that give advice about dietary supplements, particularly on the radio. Get your hand out of the consumer's pocket. Talk truthfully. Tell them alternatives. Let them know what works. Give them all the options. Don't lie to them, and don't always promote your product that you make a dime off as the cure-all and that's better than everybody else's. Now, if people would do that, some people might listen to us guys on the radio. So that's the problem.
No, and that's my point. I'm listening to your knowledge putting together a supplement. And I just have one question for everybody. And I won't go into just a typical drugstore. I won't pick on a name. And go pick up one of those, what I like to call hamster vitamins off the shelf, and hold it in your hand and ask yourself this question. Is somebody like Bill Sardi behind that product, understanding nutrition, understanding the studies, putting it together, the explanation you just heard? Just ask yourself that and let that also be your guides. Bill, there's this gallbladder flush. You know, a lot of people have gallbladder problems. Another strange epidemic in our modern society. And a lot of people read it. It's something along the lines of you drink like a pint or a quart of olive oil with lemons and some phosphoric acid or something. And then you pass all this stuff and you see these little green gooey gallstones and it flushes your gallbladder and then you're fine. It sounds scary to me. I've read about it. I've seen it all over the place. Does it work, and is this the best thing we could do for gallbladder problems?
Unfortunately, and people take me on this, and I try to tell them, there was a study done, and the guy showed all the pictures of it, too, in color. And he showed that the olive oil flush is just a way of the oil congeals with some oils and things in our body and so on, and it passes through, and it looks like stones. And it isn't stone. They aren't stones, and you're getting fooled, and you're still going to have the same symptoms. So the issue is, if you want to learn about this, look, if you're eating a meal, and shortly thereafter, right under your lower right rib, you have just a real sharp knife-like pain for saying, oop, there's another one. Or you've got aching right under that lower right rib, you've got pain. Your gallbladder, that's where it sits. Now, what is the gallbladder doing? When you eat fats and oils, you need to squirt bile into your stomach to break the fats and oils down. Well, the liver makes the bile, shuttles it over to the gallbladder, which is the squirt gun to squirt the bile in when you eat fats and oils. So when the stones get in there, they're usually calcium stones or cholesterol stones or a combination of both, then the stone blocks the duct. And it squeezes down on the stone, and that's what you feel. Ooh, that hurts. And so you feel this pain. Now, what they don't tell you is that you can dissolve these stones, and you get a little bit of taurine. It's an amino acid at the health food store, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, and it is used to it's a precursor to bile, and you'll thin your bile. Some people have bile that's as thick as motor oil, instead of like gasoline. Well, if you have a squirt gun like the gallbladder, you can't squirt oil, but you could squirt gasoline or, you know, water. So the point is, thin your bile, use taurine, and it'll go around the existing stones, and then get some rice bran IP6, and it dissolves the stones. The stones are calcium or cholesterol, and the rice bran IP6, that's letter I, P as in Paul, 6, you'll find it in a health food store. And I combined those with a few other good things for your gallbladder into a gallbladder formula. You can get it at Apple Health Foods in Redwood City or contact David after the program. And you can get that little formula. I've kept a lot of people away from losing their gallbladder, including present company, yours truly, because that's how I found out about this problem. My gallbladder was bothering me. I had stones. I dissolved the stones, got rid of all this, and I don't have the problems anymore. And so there's a little online book that I sell if you want to read about it all. But we're not here to sell books. We're here to help people, and I just gave away the whole secret. Just go out and buy some taurine and IP6. It's a good start. If you want to read my book, find it online somewhere. In other words, or you can get the gallbladder formula that I developed, call Apple Health Foods in Redwood City after the program. But, you know, we're not here to sell. We're here to help people. So we'll tell you when we're here to sell. But right now we're not. And don't believe that olive oil, lemon gallbladder flush. It doesn't do that.
All right, I think that's good advice. And I'll tell you what, we'll take a short break here on Have a Heart Health Radio. Bill, you mentioned earlier when you were talking, helping people lose some weight to get the pressure off their joints, talking about candida yeast.
Let me go back to gallbladder for a second.
Okay.
You need to get bile flow in your body or you're going to have high cholesterol. So believe me, do the same thing. If you have high cholesterol, do the same thing. Take the IP6 and the taurine and get your bile flowing because you're going to thin the bile. And it removes cholesterol out of your liver and out of your blood circulatory system. And something that might help you if you have high cholesterol is apple pectin plus vitamin C as well. And that gets your bile flow going. Go back to your topic.
I'm going to tease the audience just a second and tell them just to wait a minute or two, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Thanks. A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Don't forget, we will do our best to answer some of your questions on the air. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the Health Warrior, Bill Sardi, Health Journalist, and we are Have a Heart Health Radio. You can call us and leave us a message at 844-49-HEART, 844-494-3278. We'd love to hear from you. Bill, you mentioned when you were
Here we come, David.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Candida killers.
Yes, candida killers.
I'm sorry, we don't have any sound effects here, so I had to dub in the shots fired at candida. How are we going to shoot candida, David? Tell our audience.
Well, here's the thing. if you would come into to Apple Health Foods and ask me, and how do I, and I would say, well, you know, you have to starve candida, you have to kill candida, and you have to build your digestive tract back. That's sort of the strategy. Now, in the candida killers, I could probably rattle off a dozen of them. There are a lot of different herbs, you know, pau d'arco, and there's, you know, caprylic acid, and one of the, and there's oil of oregano, and there's olive leaf extract, and there's neem, and we can go on and on.
Let me see, flucosinol or how do they say that? Diflucan?
Diflucan is a medication.
Okay.
And so, and niastatin sometimes.
Niastatin, these are all the drugs you can get.
And all the drugs. But here's the thing. Garlic has always been one of those things. And when you read about garlic and candida, what excites people is, you know, you take a Petri dish full of candida, you throw in some allicin from garlic.
Where's my whistle? The coach just blew the whistle. So you all know what we're talking about. You have candida. 72% of people have yeast overgrowth in their digestive tract. It's called candida albicans. It comes from us eating lots of refined sugars that feed it. And what does candida do but causes sugar craving? So if you're listening and thinking you're exempt from what we're talking about, unlikely. 72% of Americans have an overgrowth of candida albicans. It's why we crave sugars. Yep, them little sugary top donuts and stuff like that. So fire away, David. Where are we going?
So sometime, and this was years ago, somebody grew candida yeast in a Petri dish and put allicin, which is one of the ingredients that garlic could provide. I'm going to say it that way. And when they put in that Petri dish, it just wiped it out. It wasn't even a contest. And so everybody naturally assumed, hey, you know, eat a lot of garlic, take garlic pills, it'll be a candida killer. But this is what I find fascinating. I have to tell you, one of our sponsors, Garlazyme, and we talk about it every week, and I don't know whether you intended this, Bill, when you put together this product, but Garlazyme, we're finding people are using it. One of the main things is it's a candida killer because it's the first garlic that gives us the allicin. Now, I know people out there have taken garlic pills for candida, but explain what's different about this Garlazyme.
Well, Garlazyme also has allspice and cloves and ginger as well as the allicin for sure, garlic product. And the point is that, you know, we have – you have other, we call them parasites, in the digestive tract. One is H. pylori, Helicobacter pylori, shuts off the acid-secreting cells in your stomach. There's lots of other parasites you're carrying around in your digestive tract. They get in there from the foods and things we eat. And so wouldn't you like to get all of them? And the big one, of course, is Candida albicans. And so we're finding all of a sudden today that our users of Garlazyme product are saying, hey, wow, we couldn't get rid of this. It's gone. I feel better. I'm absorbing the nutrient. You know, a lot of folks are anemic or whatever. They can't absorb the iron because they don't have the stomach acid because they have the H. pylori. If you got sugar-craving candida, you're out of your mind. It's affecting everything in your body. You're losing your hair. Everything is gone. You may have both of those things, and it's causing you lots of troubles, and, you know, emotionally, mentally, and otherwise. So what you really need to do is kill it off. Now, I like Garlazyme once a day with a meal, probably the major meal, because our food is not sterile. It has a little bit of bacteria and fungus in it, and the count's got to be kept low by law. But to help kill it off, we have to have stomach acid. Then we have H. pylori that makes sure we don't have the stomach acid, so now we're not killing off those bugs. It's nice to put a garlic pill in there and make sure of that. We have a couple hundred million cases of food poisoning a year in the United States anyway. But, yes, Garlazyme. And what happened is you have the option, let's be truthful, go get a garlic bulb, break off a clove, crush it, macerate it as good as you can. And if you're strong enough and bold enough to swallow that, put it in your mouth, and get it down, you have real allicin. You've activated the allicin. Now, if you can't stand the pungency, the garlic odor, and all that, and then the raw throat from doing this, then you can try our alkaline buffered Garlazyme capsules. It has natural alkaline buffering in it so that it negates the stomach acid that keeps allicin from being produced in the stomach. And it assuredly produces allicin, the key ingredient and the key antibiotic ingredient in garlic, natural crushed garlic. And it does that. It's been tested in humans. You want to find out more about it, 866-674-3955, 866-674-3955. And the good part about Garlozyme, it's a candida killer. It's an H. pylori killer. It's wonderful for a zillion reasons for your circulatory system, and that is that Garlozyme only costs $8.60 a month. You have to buy three bags of it, otherwise it costs $10 and change. But it costs $8.60 a month if you buy three bags, 3 months supply. You get a fourth month supply for free. Your cost averages out $8.60 a month. Shipping is free. And you call 866-674-3955. How can you have the world's best garlic pill at the lowest price? That's Garlozyme, our sponsor's product. I helped formulate that wonderful product. And we love products that are really economical and don't pinch our listeners' pockets. 866-674-3955. Get the world's first alkaline buffered garlic pill that assuredly delivers allicin. It's called Garlozyme. And we love to sell it here on the air and the wonderful price, too. 866-674-3955.
Bill, this, to me, Garlozyme represents a great thing about the dietary supplement industry. Again, not only do you have the best garlic at the best price, but one of the things, we look around the world and we see populations like the Eskimos that, you know, eat a lot of fish, and in India where they have a lot of curry with the turmeric, and, you know, say in Greece or Europe where they're eating a lot of garlic. We can go around the world, some exotic fruits that they find. And, you know, I don't eat garlic every day. You know, maybe have a couple times a week. And even somebody that eats garlic every day doesn't eat turmeric. And it's so wonderful that we can bring these valuable superfoods from around the world.
They are, David, but for so many folks, I mean, they love the aroma of garlic in the kitchen, and they cook with garlic, and that's fine. The heat destroyed the allicin.
Right.
And so please keep using the garlic. It's good for – it gives you selenium and sulfur, and in anything you did to it, whether you cooked it or not, it's good for blood thinning and so on. But the major property, even the blood thinning property, is called allicin. It's destroyed by your stomach acid, and so you can produce it outside the body first by crushing a garlic clove and then trying to get it down, and you've got all that pungency, and it kind of bites your stomach and a lot of other things. Or just get the alkaline buffered. Garlozyme, a wonderful breakthrough, assuredly delivers the allicin without all the garlic breath and all that side effect.
No, it's absolutely a great product. I use it every day, and I just like the fact we cook with garlic, but I like the fact that I can make sure that I'm getting all the benefits of garlic. You know, you'll get some of them if you cook with garlic. You'll get some of them if you take more expensive garlic pills, but Garlozyme is the one. Bill, let's take an early break here because I want to have enough time. When we were talking about blood thinners earlier in the program, you were talking about Longevinex, the resveratrol-based nutraceutical blend, and that the immediate effect it had. I want to get back to that, using that maybe as a product for blood regulation and some of the other benefits. I know there's some new studies on some genetic benefits. There's lots to talk about. We're going to take a short break. Don't go away, folks.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlozyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlozyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlozyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlozyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Bill Sardi with us, health journalist. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. Bill, a few years ago, I was...
How much time do we have left, David?
Oh, gosh, we got maybe about 14 minutes, something like that.
Oh, my God, just that? Okay, I'll just have to talk real fast. Okay, so...
Yeah, a disclaimer. I kind of broke it. I didn't break a tooth, but I was eating something, and all of a sudden I had a big front tooth, and it was all loose. And I went into the dentist, and he looked at my teeth, and he had to pull a couple of them, this one and the one next to it. And I'm sitting there. And, you know, he gives me the Novocaine. I'm waiting for it to numb up. And then I start thinking about, you know, I said, he's going to pull these teeth out. And I think about all the natural supplements I take to keep my blood thin and healthy, including Longevinex. And I had a moment of concern because I keep hearing, I got my teeth out. I bled a little bit. My blood was thin. It was healthy, you know. For a couple seconds, you know, 30 seconds, it stopped, and I was fine. But I did notice that when I started taking Longevinex and the garlic and things like that, that when I would cut myself shaving, instead of a thick little blob that kind of sat there on my skin, my blood ran, and I don't know.
It's crimson red, and
exactly.
You have to hold your hand over a little cut an extra minute. It doesn't way over thin the blood, but it works quickly. And blood thinners, they have to – now, get this. They detect that there's blood clots in your legs. That's common because your legs are far away from the heart and the veins get weak and you might have clots there, thrombophlebitis, they call it sometimes. You may have clotting. Your blood's thick, lots of blood platelets, so you got problems. And they give you heparin, which can overthin your blood in the first month because Coumadin and warfarin doesn't work immediately, and you could have had – Longevinex proven in a human study that within 30 minutes, the clumping of the blood platelets was resolved. And, of course, it's never been known to overthin the blood. And so, you know, you can do this with Longevinex. I don't know about the other red wine resveratrol pills, but I do know about ours, which is tested in humans to do that. So, you know, would you like to have all these things in one pill? I mean, you don't have to take a blood thinner. Resveratrol, Longevinex does that, and it dilates your blood vessels so you have good circulation, and it does all the things we're talking about here, the good stuff that you know, red wine does. It's just without the alcohol, obviously. So
and Bill, you had sent me the study, and you didn't make it up. I heard them talking about it on the news program, that a baby aspirin once a day can double the risk of macular degeneration, and yet we have the work by Dr. Richard, the ophthalmologist in Chicago, who published a clinical study that showed that Longevinex, the actual product, was able to help almost everybody with wet macular degeneration for whom the shots had failed. I mean, to me, that's just such a stark – that says why you want Mother Nature on your side instead of Big Pharma.
Well, most of the folks who tried Longevinex for their wet macular degeneration stopped taking it on the advice of their doctors. It was foolish. The studies show it works, but the doctors are circling the wagons to keep their income source. So it's depressing. It's difficult. The folks that have this problem are a little bit older. They tend to like their doctors. They listen to the instructions they're given. But frankly, the doctors are not working in the patient's best interest here. And so we've had continued studies showing that Longevinex, not other red wine resveratrol pills, does this very well. And understand, when their medicine fails, Longevinex is working. So how good of a medicine do we have here? So it's you want to know what it's called? Longevinex, like the word longevity. You want to find out more about it, 866-405-4000. You can go to the website idrrichard.com, E-Y-E, Dr. D-O-C-T-O-R, Richard.com, idrrichard.com. And Dr. Stuart Richer from the Veterans Hospital in North Chicago talking about rescuing patients' vision with Longevinex, our sponsor's product.
You know, Bill, you had mentioned earlier in the program And I've seen this, that hyaluronic acid is often very useful for floaters. We had in the store once, we were playing the news report out of CBS Las Vegas about what you're talking about, the success that Longevinex had with wet macular degeneration. We were playing on a little TV, and I was talking to some customers about it, and a guy at the register asked us what we were talking about. And as I started to tell him, he holds up, he was buying a box of Longevinex, and he said, oh, yeah, he goes, I had floaters so bad that I had to use corrective lenses, and they had a warning on my driver's license. He goes, after a month, I don't have – he whipped out his wallet. I don't have the corrective thing on my driver's license anymore. I don't know if I ever told you that, but this is a remarkable supplement. Why is it that resveratrol can do so many things? We hear about it for, you know, like cardiovascular health, for the eyes. It seems like so many disparate things, people don't believe it. Like, how can it help your eyes and
because
your heart?
Because we're used to the drug model, and the drug is good just for the, you know, the heart, and then it's good for the brain, or it's good for the knee. That nature doesn't know these things. It's reinvigorating and rejuvenating everything in your body. And we'd put modern medicine out of business if we could just coax the folks listening to this show and the many other millions of them into trying garlic pills, using Longevinex, a wonderfully proven red wine pill, and we would upset the apple cart in modern medicine. But not enough people believe. They're waiting for their doctor to give them permission. They're waiting for Medicare to pay for it, and lots of other things. They're reticent about all these things. They're confused, and they're relying on a doctor who's so poorly trained he couldn't even give you a straight answer on any of this stuff. So that makes us smarter than doctors, doesn't it, David?
Look, Bill, I've been saying this, and that's one of my favorite things to say to people in the store. A simple question, everybody. If you had a computer problem, would you go to a plumber? Now, you might get lucky. There are some plumbers who probably know a lot about computers. But look, doctors have, by and large, have allowed themselves to just become disease managers. They know symptoms, they know medications, they know surgery, they know diagnosis. But most of them that I come in contact with are not good health advocates. It's just not what they do. And, you know, Bill and I could be we could throw darts at modern medicine probably for 8 hours a day. They just say the goofiest things when it comes to nutrition. Bang your head against the wall.
Which wall, David?
I pick one.
I'm not going to follow your instructions.
My son and I have, and I share this with everybody out there, my son and I have decided that even though we will be glad to beat our heads against the wall to try to help our customers, there are so many people who just, like you say, they need a permission slip from their doctor, and they don't do it for carrots. You know, they don't go to the produce case and go, oh my God, should I buy one carrot? Should I buy two? How much do I really need? I'll get 1.3 carrots. How much carrots? I get a blood test and let my doctor tell me how many carrots I need. These are food supplements, folks. They're God's medicine, if you will. It's part of the earth. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of it.
Oh, boy. You know, it's just a matter of believability. Who are you going to believe? You know, and, you know, there's a lot of sharks in our industry, dietary supplement industry. So who are the people going to believe, David? I mean, I keep thinking when I'm talking to people on the phone or here on the radio, and I keep thinking, you know, talk to somebody, shoot straight with them like it's your own grandmother, and, you know, give good advice and try to give people alternatives. And certainly we've talked about, hey, look, we just told you the alternative to our Garlazyme pill, a fresh crushed clove of garlic. If you can't get that down, try Garlazyme, but we gave you the alternative. So we have to have integrity. We have to give people the alternatives and the ideas. Yes, you can get resveratrol in a bottle of red wine, but it has obvious problems the Bible warned us about, overconsumption. You can get any resveratrol pill, but will any resveratrol pill do? Well, maybe only one resveratrol pill helps with the visual system like Longevinex was proven to do, because it was found to be six times better at doing what it's supposed to do in the human eye than a plain resveratrol pill. Now, we could fluff our chests up and tell you that, but there's science behind it. That's the point. And you'd be experimenting with yourself or your grandmother trying a cheap resveratrol pill to see if you can get her vision back when we know this has been pre-tested at Longevinix has in human eyes. You want to know about Longevinix? 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. Leave your name, phone number, etc. They'll call you back. They'll send you some free reports. We don't hound people, call them, and, upsell them or any of those things. We're just here for you. The folks in Las Vegas, the shipping center, are happy to help you. That's Diana and Justin and April. They're all there to help you and answer your questions. So Longevinix is the product I formulated, 866-405-4000.
Bill, are you able to send people, because you did a remarkable job. We actually played the video in our store, but the over-mineralization theory of aging, which to me is so powerful. It gives people a lot of strategies.
How much time do we have left, David?
About 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes, I'll try and tell the audience, and we'll resume this next week as well. Researchers confirm the over-mineralization theory of aging with a discovery that the sirtuin-3 survival gene controls iron. Now, the best sirtuin-3 gene activator is called Longevinix. It's available not in health food stores unless you go to Redwood City and visit Apple Health Foods. The product's called Longevinix. It's 295% better at stimulating the sirtuin-3 gene. But of all things, the sirtuin-3 gene linked with human longevity in humans, and now they find that it is a gene that controls iron. We've been saying all along, yes, we've found pills that control genes, but what was controlling the genes negatively to advance our aging? We get old because we rust and we calcify. We keep educating our audience about this all the time. The sirtuin gene controls the iron. You want to stimulate that control. You want to take Longevinix, 295% proven better at controlling the sirtuin-3 survival gene. So there you go, and you want to find out about it again, 866-405-4000. If you're just tuning in, running around in a cab or your car or motorhome, then we're talking about Longevinix, a red wine pill I formulated. This is Have a Heart Health Radio with David Stouter. I'm Bill Sardi. Why don't you finish the show with us with your thoughts, David?
Well, I will say this, folks. I believe firmly that in today's, just the way things are, we do need dietary supplements. I wish we lived in a world where we didn't. But one of your strategies, if you want to get the most for it and you want to save money, you want to find the fewest pills that do the most good. Fish oil, I think, would be one of those, vitamin D3. But surely Longevinix, Gardasil. Please take a moment and at least get some information. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.